This is the Morning Conversation, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. And we want to talk about the Oregon Community Foundation awarding lots of grants to nonprofit organizations around Oregon. In fact, over $5.2 million going to 281 nonprofits that the organization believes are making a difference in the state. Ruby Buchholz is a program officer for the foundation. Ruby, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So give folks, if they're not familiar, and I think most people in our audience probably are, but if they're not familiar, kind of give them an overview of what the Oregon Community Foundation is all about.
The Oregon Community Foundation is a statewide foundation, so we work with generous donors, individuals and families throughout the state who want to support communities, some more support fields of interest. And so they set up funds, and then there's folks inside OCF that do the grant-making piece. So we have applications, and we work with nonprofits getting those generous dollars out into community for a variety of needs that each of those communities are looking to solve, different situations and issues that are out there that they're all working on.
How long has the OCF been around?
51 years. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary last year.
That's got to be quite an accomplishment, and with a foundation that it seems like continues to grow.
Yeah, it really, really does. I mean, I hate to say it, it's a little bit older than me, the foundation itself, but we are seeing not only more and more donors and folks wanting to set up funds and really support needs in the community, but more and more nonprofits with different needs that are really trying to solve some of these bigger issues that I think we're all kind of seeing in our state.
How did you get involved in working for OCF?
I actually started on the opposite side of the table. So I was a grant writer for many years at a nonprofit. And I was the person filling out applications, filling out reporting, tracking the budget. And, you know, with nonprofit work, it's a lot. It takes a lot of time. There's a burnout rate there. And slowly but surely, I kind of started looking at foundation work and looking at being on the opposite side of the table and really being able to support nonprofits through this kind of can be really complex system sometimes. And so I have been with OCF now going on 5 years, and I've been in this role about a month, actually. But I've had a few different roles at the organization, and I've gotten to work out of a couple different offices.
So what is your kind of role right now?
So as the program officer, we have regional program officers throughout the state, and we really are covering more of a geographical region. So I work in the southern Willamette Valley, so Douglas County, Lane, Lynn, and Benton, as well as the South Coast region, so Coos and Curry County. And really my job is to work with the community and work with the nonprofits to really try to find a great resource, whether that's with OCF or whether that is maybe outside of OCF, to really continue their work and make it sustainable. So maybe it's a grant program. Maybe it's technical assistance, and so I'm going to connect them with a different nonprofit. Maybe it's a different funding opportunity that I can let them know about a different foundation to work with. And then I also get to work with OCF where I get to talk with my fellow coworkers about what I'm hearing, what the needs are in the community. I really get to try and be part of that big statewide team that really we're trying to make as much impact as we can in these areas and really get those dollars as far out into all the different regions and all the different communities that they need.
Of the grants recently announced, a number of them went to organizations around the Roseburg and Douglas County area. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we had 6 organizations that got funding in our spring community grant cycle, and they are a variety, right? We have Source One Serenity that is empowering veterans through outdoor work and recreation and land stewardship. We have folks serving the homeless and houseless population in the area. We have a couple working with youth, one of which is doing like healthy food systems and really trying to do that whole circle of like, how do you grow your own food? What does health look like in the schools? The other one, all the way to Explore, Engage, and Enjoy, which works with kids 0 to 18 with speech therapy, occupation and physical therapy. And Tasha's House, which is supporting the LGBTQIA+ community, where they have temporary shelters and housing for them. They also have community space. So it's a variety of nonprofits that are all in the community saying, hey, we have a need. We have folks that need help, that need support. how can we do that best, right? And that's how these nonprofits have gotten started. And they are working with these communities that are also often are vulnerable communities, right? They've been disenfranchised for a variety of reasons, and these organizations are there to support them. They support them through the social services field. They are supporting them with space, with food, with shelter. And so I'm really proud of these six organizations that just have a variety of work they're doing in the community there. And yeah, so it was like $57,000 went to the Roseburg nonprofits this year, and that is phenomenal.
Now, for some of these organizations, a lot of them are very, very small. And so sometimes if they're trying to grow or to reach out into other areas, even with some donors and a base of support, sometimes getting the funding to do a larger project or add to what they can provide to the community is really hard to pull off, which is where these OCF grants probably make a big difference.
They do, yeah. So this last cycle was our general operating support. And this is something we really heard from the nonprofits that, you know, it's great to always get funding no matter what, but when they can have funding that really can be used wherever the needs are within that organization, whether that is paying that salary, whether that's buying materials, or exactly like you were saying, expanding, building partnerships, working with more communities, they really are looking for that flexible funding. And so this last cycle was all about general operating support. So nonprofits could come in and just tell us about who they are, what they do, who they work with. And then through our review kind of process, we work with a lot of great volunteers that help us through that process. They're able to receive funding that then they are able to utilize in whatever way they need within that organization. And that has been a relatively recent change, only in the last couple years. We've been able to really offer that. And we're hearing some really great feedback from that because, again, they're able to use that funding how they need in whatever way that is, right? And so that's the recent cycle. And then our next cycle will be a little bit more around capacity building, small capital projects, and then, like you mentioned, expanding projects and programs. And so that cycle's coming up. It'll be opening at the end of June. And so we encourage nonprofits who either didn't apply in this last cycle or didn't get funding to apply for this next coming cycle.
Now, it occurs to me that among people listening this morning are probably some that are looking ahead to the distant future and also looking at their current situation, realizing that they are in a position to perhaps work with the foundation in getting some funds started or contributing to ones. How do people on that end of the equation get connected with the organization?
Sure. If folks are interested and have questions, our website, OregonCF.org, or you can just Google Oregon Community Foundation. We have a staff page, and you can connect with your donor relations officer in your region, and they are a wealth of knowledge. We also have philanthropic advisors that can help folks really think through maybe estate planning and what that looks like more long term and maybe something more complex. If you're a nonprofit or you're somebody who just doesn't know where to start and you're hearing this interview, you can search for my name and we can help you kind of navigate that and really talk to you about what you're looking for, what your really goals are, and what you really want to support, what you're interested in. And there is a fund that you can start or something that you can set up that really has impact in the community or the interests that you're really looking to support.
All right, Ruby Buchholz from the Oregon Community Foundation. Some funds coming to Douglas County. Ruby, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much, Kyle. I really appreciated it.
8:42 at the Morning Report.